We thank the Lord for our brother for sharing this hymn with us. Even though before the Lord returns, there are many things that we do not know. But it doesn't matter. Yet we do need to know whom we believe in. This morning, I'd like to share on the topic of the just shall live by faith.
我们姐妹所读的英文的翻译就更直接，就讲到义人必因信而活。
It is more direct in the English translation that the just shall live by faith.
我们现在读几处主的话。
Shall we read several passages of scripture?
请翻到路加福音第18章。
Shall we turn to the gospel according to Luke chapter 18?
路加福音第18章，我们就读第8节后半节。Luke
chapter 18, verse 8, we'll read the latter part of the verse.
然而人子来的时候，遇得见世上有信德吗？
However, when the Son of Man comes, will he find faith on the earth?
我再读一次。然而人子来的时候，遇得见世上有信德吗？
I'll read it again. However, when the Son of Man comes, will he find faith on the earth?
第二次我们要读新约圣经罗马书。
And the next passage, we'll turn to the book of Romans in the New Testament.
罗马书，我们读第一章。
Romans chapter 1.
第1章第17节。
Romans chapter 1, verse 17.
罗马书第1章第17节，因为神的义正在这福音上显明出来。 这义是本于信，以至于信，如经上所记，义人必因信得生。For
in it, the righteousness of God is revealed from faith to faith, as it is written, but the righteous man shall live by faith.
同样的这句话，它英文的翻译也是原来的直接意思，是说到义人必因信而活。And
also the English is more direct translation from the original, but the righteous man shall live by faith.
我们在读加拉太书。Shall
we turn to Galatians?
加拉太书第3章。Galatians
chapter 3.
第11节。Verse
11.
加拉太书第3章第11节，没有一个人靠着律法在神面前称义，这是明显的，因为经上说，义人必因信得生。
Now that no one is justified by the law before God is evident, for the righteous man shall live by faith.
请再翻到希伯来书。Shall
we next turn to the book of Hebrews?
希伯来书第10章。Hebrews
chapter 10.
希伯来书第10章，我们要读37、38两节。We'll
read verse 37 and 38 of chapter 10.
因为还有一点点时候，那要来的就来，并不迟延。 只是义人必因信得生，他若退后，我心里就不喜欢他。For
yet in a very little while, he who is coming will come and will not delay. But my righteous one shall live by faith, and if he shrinks back, my soul has no pleasure in him.
同一卷书，希伯来书第12章。The
same book, Hebrews chapter 12.
我们读一二两节。We'll
read verses 1 and 2.
希伯来书12章第1节。 我们既有这许多的见证人，如同云彩围着我们，就当放下各样的重担，脱去容易缠累我们的罪，存心忍耐，奔那摆在我们前面前头的路程，仰望为我们信心创始成终的耶稣。他因那摆在前面的喜乐，就轻看羞辱，忍受了十字架的苦难，便坐在神宝座的右边。
Chapter 12, verse 1. Therefore, since we have so great a cloud of witnesses surrounding us, let us also lay aside every encumbrance and the sin which so easily entangles us, and let us run with endurance the race that is set before us, fixing our eyes on Jesus, the author and perfecter of faith, who for the joy set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and has sat down at the right hand of the throne of God.
我们再一起低头有点祷告。
Shall we bow for another word of prayer?
主，我们感谢你早晨 召聚我们，也与我们同在。
Lord, we thank you this morning. You gather us and you are with us.
主，我们再一次的俯伏在你面前。
And again, we bow ourselves before you.
主，我们说，离了你，我们就不能做什么。
And Lord, we say, apart from you, we can do nothing.
因此，我们仰望你的恩典和怜悯。
And so we look to you towards your grace and mercy.
主，继续与我们同在。
Continue to be with us.
主，我们也求你借着你的血和膏油，再来膏你所使用的器皿。
Through your blood and your anointing oil, again anoint your vessels.
无论是讲的、翻的、听的，都需要你的宝血和膏油。
Whether it is the speaking, the translating, or the hearing, we all need your blood and your anointing oil.
主，好叫你在我们中间向我们每一个心说话。
So that you among us can speak to every heart.
主，愿你成就你自己的心意。
May you accomplish your will.
叫颂赞荣耀都归给你。
May all praise and glory be given to you.
听我们的祷告，奉主耶稣基督宝贵的。
Hear our prayer in Jesus' most precious name. Amen.
路加福音告诉我们，人子来的时候，遇得见世上有信德吗？
In Luke, it asks us, when the Son of Man comes, will he find faith on earth?
所以我们知道，这里有一个时候。
So here we know that there is a time.
就是人子来的时候。
And that is the time when the Son of Man comes.
就是我们主耶稣他所应许我们，他还要再回来接我们。
Because our Lord Jesus has promised that he will return and he will take us.
所以我们弟兄在上个主日特别的警戒我们说，我们要能够分辨这个时候。
And so last week our brother exhorted us that we must discern our time.
我实在是从弟兄的交通里头得到了一个紧迫感。
And so from our brother sharing, I really had the sense of urgency.
所以过去这一周每一天我都有好多次能够在那里思想主回来的时候。
And so this past week, every single day, I had a lot of opportunity to think upon his return.
我就发现我的生活慢慢的就受了这个紧迫感有一些的改变。
And so I realized that in my daily life, through the sense of urgency, I had some changes.
我们知道啊，许多的孩子们都开学了。
We know that for many children, school has begun.
所以我们做父母亲的早晨就要忙着带着孩子到学校去。
And so as parents in the morning, we are busy with sending our kids off to school.
在过去这个礼拜有一天，我在送孩子去路上的车，在路上就听见收音机有一个新闻。
And so while I was taking my children to school one morning, I would listen to the radio and I heard some news.
我们知道在美国优胜美地非常美丽的一个国家公园那里正发生一场大火。
We know that here in the U.S., there's a very beautiful national park, Yosemite. There's a great wildfire there right now.
新闻告诉我们，这个大火已经烧掉了，整个面积就像芝加哥城市这么大。
And so the amount that the wildfire has taken up and consumed is about the same distance or size as Chicago.
所以我们知道那是一场很大的火。
So we know it's a very large fire.
那新闻就告诉，接着说。那大火就渐渐越来越靠近旧金山城市。
And the news says that this fire is getting closer and closer to Los Angeles.
已经危及到一些住宅区。
San Francisco, and even close to some of the residential homes.
突然间我就想一幅图画。
And so in my head there was this illustration.
就你们，如果我们是住在优胜美地旁边，这风景非常好的。旁边的住宅区。
And so, brothers and sisters, if we were to live in a very nice area, a location close to Yosemite,
渐渐的我们看见那个天空啊，有那个乌那个黑烟。
And gradually, you see the smoke filling the sky.
甚至于比较靠近的地方，你可能看见那森林的大火。
Even to a point where you can see that fire.
这时候，如果我们住在那里
，If at this time you live there,
那我们当如何预备呢
？How do you prepare?
我们会不会还住在我们的客厅里头，成天看着那60寸的大电视
？Will you still sit in your living room and watch your 60-inch widescreen TV？
还是我们会不会就坐在游泳池旁边，非常轻松的、愉快的喝着我们的饮料
？Or are you still sitting in your pool drinking your beverage？
还是我们会在电脑前面忙着上网，来安排我们下一个度假的地方
？Or are you sitting in front of your computer planning your next vacation？
我想是不会。
I think not.
当我们如果看见那个大火正向我们越来越靠近的时候
，When you see that great fire approaching，
我想我们会把我们家里面最重要、最宝贵的东西啊，怎么样，赶快装到车子上
？I think that you would take your most valuable possessions and put it in your car，
准备要赶快离开那个地方
，to get ready to leave that place。
所以，当我想到这个图画的时候
，And so when I thought of this illustration，
我就想到当我们主回来的时候，就有火显现。
I think about how at the time of our Lord's return, it's like the appearing of the fire.
Because we know when our Lord first came, He came to show 来把神的恩典带到人的中间。
Because we know that the first time he came, he was here to give mercy and grace to man.
我们从主的话也知道，当主再回来的时候。
And we know that from his word, when he returns again,
他乃是要回来施行审判。
That is a time of judgment.
他来做一个分别。
It will be a time of separation.
他拿着棒，把那些不属基督的全部都销毁掉。
And all the things that do not belong to Christ will be burned away.
所以我们看见主说他当他再回来的时候，就会像火一样的显现。
And we do know that when he appears again, it is like the appearing of the fire.
那我们应当如何预备主的回来？
So how do we prepare for his return?
我们会不会仍然在那里忙着我们生活当中许许多的事情？
Are we still busy with all the many things in our daily lives?
我们会不会还坐在客厅里头成天望着那60寸的大电视？
Are we still sitting in our living room looking at that 60-inch TV screen?
还是我们整天所想的，还是关于我们自己所关心的事情。
Are we still busy with the things that we are concerned about?
所以我们能不能分辨这个时候？
So are we able to discern our time?
弟兄们告诉我们，主回来的日子实在是近了。
Our brothers tell us that his return is so near.
我们是不是看见那个火实在是临近了？
Do we see that fire appearing?
我们有没有一个紧迫感？我们要当如何的来预备？
Do we have that sense of urgency that we need to prepare?
主的话告诉我们，当主回来的时候，他要在地上要寻得那信德。
And the Lord tells us that when he returns, he wants to seek after faith.
所以我们看见当主回来的时候，在地上这个信心是在神所看为重要的事情。
So we know that since he wants to seek, this faith is very important to him.
所以我们就必须要知道，当我们在预备主的回来。
So we know that as we are preparing for his return,
我们应当如何来预备。
How ought we to prepare?
我们应当如何来过一个信心的生活？
How ought we to live this life of faith?
上次我们弟兄已经从四个方面来提醒我们应当如何预备。
Our brother had already shared with us four different aspects of how we ought to prepare.
但今天早晨我愿意在信心这方面继续的再和弟兄姐妹有进一步的交通。
However, today, regarding this topic of faith, I'd like to take one step further.
我们知道刚刚希伯来书我们读的经文告诉我们义人必因信而活。
In the book of Hebrews, we just read that the righteous man shall live by faith.
我们知道我们中文翻译这个因信得生呢，有些时候给我们产生了一个不一样的心思。
We know that in Chinese, the translation of we have faith and thus we live, it gives us a different idea.
好像说因着我们信呢，我们能够从神得着什么。
It says that because we have faith, we are gaining something from God.
当然的确，因着我们的信，我们的确从神得着了非常宝贵的。
And yes, it is true, by faith and in believing, we do receive something precious from him.
但在这句话，如果直接的翻译的话，更直接的翻译乃是义人。
But the more direct translation is that the righteous one shall live by faith.
当然我们知道这句话在圣经当中出现过四次。
We know that this phrase appears four times in the Bible.
我们都知道在圣经上出现过一次的话已经是很重要了。
We know that if it appears once, it's already important.
如果出现过两次，那就是非常重要。
Now if it appears twice, it is very important.
那在 这句话，义人必因信得生。义人必因信而活这句话在圣经中总共出现了四次。
But here, my righteous one or just shall live by faith, it appears four times.
姐妹，你觉得重不重要？
So brothers and sisters, is it important?
是非常重要的一个真理。
It's very important.
第一次乃是在旧约的哈巴谷书。
The first time is in the book of Habakkuk in the Old Testament.
那时候乃是在神的百姓犹大被掳到巴比伦之前。
And that was before, the people of Judah were taken as captives to Babylon.
先知哈巴谷在神的面前，他有一个非常过不去的一个问题。
The prophet Habakkuk, he had a question that he could not solve.
他觉得说，虽然犹大神的百姓虽然不义。
Yes, even though Judah, they are not righteous before God.
如果神直接来管教他所爱的百姓，这个先知没有问题。
If God could directly deal with his people, then the prophet would have no problem with it.
但是神却要借着一个更不义的来管教神的百姓。
But God was using an even more unrighteous one to judge his people.
这时候哈巴谷他就不明白。
So Habakkuk could not understand.
因为他所认识的神乃是一位公义的神。
Because the God that he knew, yes, is a just God.
他就不明白神主要做的事情。
So he couldn't understand why God was doing this.
所以他就上了守望所。
And so he became a watchman.
他到神面前祷告。
And he went and prayed before God.
他告诉神说他不明白。
He went to God and said, I don't understand.
公义的神怎么能够用 更不义的来管教那比较义的。
How can God, a just God, use the unrighteous to judge those that are ought to be more righteous?
当他在那里向神祷告的时候
So when he prayed with before God,
神就让他看见一个异象。
God gave him a vision.
就是虽然神使用巴比伦要来管教神的百姓犹大。
So even though God was using unrighteous Babylon to judge Judah,
但是公义的神有一天他要审判这巴比伦。
But the righteous God, he will one day judge Babylon.
而且让他看见犹大末后的盼望。
And he also saw the latter hope of Judah.
所以到了哈巴谷书的最末了的时候
So at the very end of Habakkuk,
我们看见哈巴谷因着信神所说的
Habakkuk, through faith in believing what God had said,
他能够在那里有一个信心的祷告和赞美。
He was able to pray in faith and praise.
他可以说，虽然无花果树不发旺。
He said, even though the fig tree does not blossom,
葡萄树不结果。
And the grapes do not bear on the vine,
橄榄树也不效力。
And the figs do not come to fruition,
田中也没有出产。
And there is no fruit in the field,
圈里也没有牛羊。
And there is no cattle in the stalls.
意思就是说看着环境什么都没有。
That is to say, in the circumstance, there's nothing.
但是他说我仍然要因耶和华欢喜。
And yet he says, through the God of my salvation, I will rejoice.
因救我的神喜乐。
I will rejoice in the God of my salvation.
所以我们看见在那里因着信先知有一个得胜的宣告。
So now through faith, this prophet, he was able to proclaim in victory.
他说义人必因信得生。
And he says that the just shall live by faith.
那这句话在新约圣经出现过三次。
And so this phrase also appears three times in the New Testament.
第一次在罗马书第一章。
First time is Romans chapter 1.
第二次在加拉太书第三章。
And the second time Galatians chapter 3.
第三次就是我们刚刚所读的希伯来书第十章。
And the third time is what we just read, Hebrews chapter 10.
所以圣灵就借着在新约中出现义人必因信得生这句话出现借着这三次。来向我们解释这句话的意思。
And so the Bible, after appearing, having this phrase appear three times, it explains to us the meaning of it.
我们知道罗马书乃是讲到神的福音。
Romans tells us the Lord's gospel.
神的福音就说到是神的儿子，我主耶稣基督。
God's gospel is His Son, our Lord Jesus Christ.
而我们呢？
And what about us?
而世上所有的人呢？
And what about all of the people in this world?
罗马书告诉我们，世人都犯了罪。亏缺到神的荣耀。
And Romans tells us that all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God.
所以罗马书那里告诉我们，义人必因信得生。
And so Romans tells us that just shall live by faith.
它乃是告诉我们，我们是罪人。
It tells us that we are sinners.
但是我们因着信神所为我们预备的福音，这是神的儿子。
But through believing and faith in our Lord Jesus,
我们能够被神称义。
We can be considered just before God.
那我们看见我们所信的神是称罪人。为义的神
And our God is the one who also claims those who are righteous.
这是怜悯
This is mercy.
这是恩典
This is grace.
所以我们看见罗马书所特别强调的乃是在称义就罪人被神称义这件事情
So we know that the emphasis of Romans is justification by faith for sinners.
说到义人这件事
It speaks of the righteous.
乃是因信而得生
They live by faith.
所以中文翻译在这里呢也很贴切。
And so here is, there's a shortcoming in the Chinese translation.
我们因着信神的福音，因着信神的儿子，我们从神得着了神的生命。
Through faith, through believing in our Lord Jesus, then we gain life.
加拉太书三章那里，它的着重乃是在于这个信。
In Galatians chapter 3, the emphasis is in this faith.
虽然同样的是义人因信得生。
Yes, even though it is the same that the righteous man shall live by faith.
加拉太书让我们看见人被神称义不是因着我们的行为。
In Galatians it tells us that for us to be considered righteous is not through our works.
不是因着我们守住了神的律法。
Not through the works of our hand in holding fast to the law.
不是因为我们能够遵行神的律法。
It is not because we are able to hold to his law.
神称我们为义。
He considers us just.
乃是因着我们信基督我们被神称义。
It is because of our faith in our Lord Jesus that we are considered righteous.
这里在加拉太书特别让我们看见义人必因信得生他着重在信的这件事情上。
And so here, for the righteous man to live by faith, the emphasis is in this faith.
虽然我们今天已经因着信，我们已经从神得生。
Yes, even though today by faith we have already gained new life.
但为什么保罗还特别写加拉太书呢
？But why is it that Paul needed to write the book of Galatians?
说出了我们这些因信被神称义的人 的一个共同的问题。
It speaks of a common problem for all of us who have already been justified by faith.
虽然因着信圣灵重生了我们。
Even though through faith, the Holy Spirit has regenerated us.
虽然我们是因着信入了这个门。
Even though through faith, we have entered into this door.
但是我们和加拉太的圣徒一样。
But we are just like the saints in Galatia.
我们虽然信了以后。
After we have believed.
我们虽然入了这个门以后。
Even though we have entered through this door.
因着我们天然人的肉体。
But because of our natural flesh.
我们就想要靠着行律法在神面前来讨神的喜悦。
We want to please God through our own works and through the handiwork of our hands.
这里圣灵就感动了加拉太，感动了约保罗写信给加拉太的圣徒。
So the Holy Spirit, he moved Paul to write this book to the saints in Galatia.
提醒我们，我们既然是因信而入了门。
To remind us that through faith we have entered through the door.
我们仍然要因着信来走我们前面的所该走的道路。
And it is still by faith that we walk this path before us.
也就是说，我们还要因着信来过我们基督徒的生活。
That is, in living this Christian life, we are still living it by faith.
第三处提到的乃是在希伯来书第十章。
And the third time this phrase is mentioned is in Hebrews 10.
在那里说到义人必因信而活，他的确就是讲到我们的生活。
And here when it says, my righteous one shall live by faith, yes, it's still speaking of our daily life.
他着重在我们虽然是被神称义，因着信被神称义。
The emphasis here is that even though yes we have been already considered righteous by God,
但是义人还要活在暂时活在这个世上。
But the righteous one they're still living in this world.
希伯来书所着重的就在于因信而活这件事情。
And so Hebrews emphasizes the life that we live by faith.
所以希伯来作者让我们看见，我们义人在地上的生活就好像一条路。
And here it describes to us that this path that we have as we live by faith is a road ahead of us.
弟兄上一次上个主日也提醒了我们。
And our brother last week reminded us.
我们必须要存心忍耐，不那摆在我们前面的路程。
We need to bear with endurance the road that is set before us.
这就是希伯来书所说的，义人必因信而活。
And so this is what the writer of Hebrews is saying, that the righteous one shall live by faith.
我们知道，说到我们的信。
When we speak of our faith,
我们必须要回到亚伯拉罕。
We need to return back to Abraham.
因为圣经让我们看见，我们的信乃是与亚伯拉罕的信是一样的。
Because the Bible shows us that our faith is just like the faith of Abraham.
或是我们常常这么说，亚伯拉罕是信心之父。
Or oftentimes we say that Abraham, he is the father of faith.
亚伯拉罕他的信是怎么样呢？
So what kind of faith did Abraham have?
圣经告诉我们，亚伯拉罕所信的乃是那始无变有是使人复活的神。
And we know that the faith that he had was one that was able to, he believed in a God who is able to create something out of nothing, one that was able to resurrect from the dead.
亚伯拉罕的信乃是在无可指望的时候他仍然有指望。
He had a faith that was full of hope in a time of hopelessness.
他是我们信心的榜样。
So he is our example of faith.
他虽然到了九十几岁了。
Even though he was in his 90s.
他的妻子也已经失去了那生育的能力。
And his wife was also past the age of bearing children.
但是他却因着信这位神。
But through faith in this God.
曾经应许他，他必有后裔。
Who promised him that he will have descendants.
他看着他自己的身体。
When he looked at his own body.
看着他妻子的身体。
He looked at the body of his wife.
他已经是无可指望。
He was completely hopeless.
但他却仍然因着信这位神。
But through faith in this God.
这个信在里头就产生一个活的一个盼望。
This faith inside of him became a living hope.
所以我们看见在神的时候。
So we know that during God's time.
亚伯拉罕和以撒就怀了孕。
In God's time, Abraham had Jacob and Isaac.
他就生了以撒。
He had Isaac.
而且我们知道亚伯拉罕的信他乃是信那称人为义的神。
So we know that he is a God who is able to make righteous those who believe.
按着他的行为来说，
According to his works,
我们在神面前是没有可以称义。
There is nothing that we can consider righteous.
但是因着信这位神，
But through our faith in God,
他被神称了义。
He was considered righteous.
所以我们看见他的信在神面前就被算为义。
And so his faith was considered righteous.
所以亚伯拉罕是那因信称义的一个榜样。
So we know that Abraham, he is an example of faith.
而且亚伯拉罕仰望神的应许。
And so as Abraham looked towards God's promise,
他没有因着不信而起了疑惑。
It wasn't through faithlessness that he...
所以我们看见亚伯拉罕的信，他是一个不疑惑的信。
This was a faith that did not doubt.
很多时候我们常常会起疑惑。
Oftentimes we start to have doubts.
虽然圣经上让我们看见主的话，主的应许。
And in the Bible, we do see God's word and His promises.
主耶稣曾经说，天地都要废去，但是神的话一点一话都不能废去。
We do know that the Bible also tells us that there is no word that will come void in His word.
那我们相信主的话吗？
Do we believe His word?
还是我们常常心里面起疑惑呢？
Or are we often doubting?
感谢主，主的话说，亚伯拉罕的信他没有因着还没有看见。
And so we do thank the Lord that Abraham, that even though he had faith, he did not doubt.
他却满心相信神所应许的必要成就。
He fully believed that what God had promised, God was able to accomplish.
这是亚伯拉罕的信。
This was the faith of Abraham.
他知道他所信的是谁。
He knew whom he believed.
所以能够满心的相信，满心的盼望。
So he had a heart full of faith, full of hope.
神所说的，神所应许的必要成就。
What God has spoken, what He had promised will come to pass.
希伯来书十二章告诉我们，信是所望之事的实底，是未见之事的确据。
And Hebrews 11 tells us that faith is the assurance of things hoped for, the conviction of things not seen.
当然这个中文的翻译啊，听起来很文言文。
In Chinese, it sounds very eloquent.
我们可能听不太懂这什么意思。
Perhaps it's very difficult for us to understand what it's saying.
但简单的说，信，这里的给信带个定义，就是说，这个信呢，能够让我们虽然对于还没有发生的事情，却能够有一个确实的盼望。
It says that we can have, for the things that haven't yet happened, we can have an assurance about it.
不知道这样有没有白话一点。
Is it more plain now?
当我们看见信心着重来是在于我们还没有看见或是还没有发生的事情。
Faith is in regards to the things that haven't yet happened.
如果我们已经看见已经发生的事情，那还需要信吗？
If we already see it, if we already have it, do we need faith?
那不信就是愚昧了。
Then that's very foolish.
这里神让我们看见神要我们所存的信。
But here, the faith that God wants us to have
还是在对于那些还没有发生的事情。
It's in regard to the things that haven't yet happened.
对于那些还没有成就的应许。
For the promises that haven't been fulfilled yet.
我们因着信能够有一个确实的盼望。
But through faith, we have an assurance.
当然我们知道我们基督徒蒙恩得救以后，我们在地上的生活乃是一个因信而活的一个生活。
We know that as Christians, after we believe in the Lord, that our lives are a life of faith.
但是我们知道，这个生活就像一条路。
Now our lives is like this road.
这条路啊，主说啊，你们不仅要走。
On this road, not only are we to walk on it.
不是在上面散散步而已。
It's not that you're just strolling on it.
主的话说，你们要奔。
But the Lord says we are to run it.
你要跑。
You need to run.
这个感觉，我希望我们能够有。
We hope that we can have this feeling.
弟兄上礼拜已经告诉我们了。
And our brother last week already told us.
但我们中间可能一半以上的人都已经过了一半，过了我们人生路的一半。
That perhaps half of us here have already passed half of our lifetime.
我算一算我自己也是过了一半。
And I counted my own years, and yes, I have also passed half of my lifetime.
当然，如果我能够活一百岁的话，那我就还没有过一半。
Now, of course, if I live to 100, then I haven't yet passed the halfway mark. Just in a few more years, I will pass it.
所以我们看见这个义人在地上的生活是一条路。
And so the righteous man's life is like this road.
这条路需要跑的。
You need to run on this road.
要竭力跑。
And run with strength.
因为我们是有目标的。
Because we have a goal.
我们是有个明确的目标。
We have a very sure goal.
我们有个确实的目标。
A very certain goal.
就是神的应许。
And that is God's promise.
但是在跑这条路的当中。
And while we are running on this way.
我们很多时候容易会疲倦。
So often we get tired.
容易灰心。
We lose hope.
对，我们就失去了盼望。
And we lose hope.
我们就想退后。
And we want to go backwards.
所以主的话告诉我们，他若退后，我就不喜悦。
And so God's word says, if he shrinks back, my soul has no pleasure in him.
姐妹，我相信我们每个蒙恩的儿女都盼望讨主的喜悦。
For all of us children saved by grace, we want to please our Lord.
但主的话告诉我们，我们如果在这条路上退后，
But his word tells us that if we shrink back on this way,
主就不喜悦。
Then he has no pleasure.
那这什么意思呢？
What does that mean?
我就想用旧约犹大的百姓来认识这件事情。
And so I want to come to know this matter through the people of Judah in the Old Testament.
我们知道在圣经对于犹大百姓中间有一般人有个特别称呼，就是愚民。
We do know that among the people of Judah there's a special small group of people called the remnants.
关于愚民的记载在圣经当中比那个内容非常多。
There's a lot recorded in the Bible regarding these remnants.
特别在以斯拉记的第四、第五章。
particularly in Ezekiel chapter 4 and 5.
还有在哈该书的里头。
And also in the book of Haggai. Ezekiel. Ezra, sorry.
所以我们看见神眼中的这个渔民。
And so we know that regarding these remnants.
他们在神的心中是很特别的一般百姓。
They are a very special group of people.
那为什么有这些渔民呢?
Why do we have this group of people?
我们知道神借着巴比伦管教神的百姓犹大。
We know that through God's hand in judging Judah.
神的百姓就被掳到巴比伦去。
We know that they were taken as captives to Babylon.
但在他们被掳之前。
Before they were taken captive.
神借着先知先预先告诉他们过了70年他们能够再回归回到耶路撒冷。
Through the prophets, God had already said that he was going to retake them back to Jerusalem.
所以后来果真照着神所说的犹大百姓因着悖逆就被掳到巴比伦去。
Yes, and then it so happened that after their rebellion, they were taken to Babylon.
但是神百姓一段非常可怜荒凉的光景。
And their condition was very pitiful.
所以感谢主在那当中有一些神的百姓他们是带着信心而去。
However, we thank the Lord that there is a group among those who were taken captive. Through faith, they were taken.
他们相信神的应许。
They believed in God's promise.
神说过了七十年，他们就要再回归到耶路撒冷。
And the Lord has said after 70 years that they would be taken back to Jerusalem.
他们借着这些有信心的人，他们的祷告。
And so through the prayer of these who had faith.
照着神所说的，他们被掳七十年的时候。
That after they were in captivity for 70 years.
神就感动那波斯王古列。
God had moved the heart of Cyrus.
他下令让神的百姓能够自由地回到耶路撒冷，回到神所应许地。
He allowed God's people to voluntarily go back to the promised land.
就在我们人的想法。
In our own thinking.
当我们若听见，我们遇见这样的事情。
If we are to hear of such news.
神所预言的，准确的到神所定的时候，事情就发生了。
Now, according to God's prophecy and His word, things have happened.
姐妹，我们会怎么样？
What would we do?
我想我们肯定欢天喜地。
That we would be full of joy.
我们赶快把布盖卷一卷。
That we would roll up our things.
就把我们东西都收一收，我们就赶快欢欢喜喜地回到耶路撒冷去，对不对？
We would collect all our things and we would in great joy return back to Jerusalem.
当时我们看见当神这样的应许实现的时候。
However, when we see that God's promise, when it was realized.
在神被掳的百姓中间。
Among the captivity.
竟然不到五万个人，他们按着神的心意。回到耶路撒冷。
There were only about 50,000 people who returned back to Jerusalem.
这些人他们相信神的应许。
These people, they believed in God's promise.
这些人他们为着神的心意。
And for God's will.
他们实在是放弃了他们在巴比伦已经所有的成就。
They let go of all their successes in Babylon.
甚至他们的孩子很可能也是在巴比伦出生的。
And it is very possible that their children were born in Babylon.
但是他们毅然决然的。
But still, they determined for God's will.
答应主的呼召,
they responded to his calling.
四万多人就回到了耶路撒冷。
And so about 40,000 some people returned back to Jerusalem.
他们实在是叫神的心感到喜悦。
And so they allowed God to be full of pleasure.
所以圣经称他们为渔民。
And so God calls them, or the Bible calls them the remnant.
那或许我们想，当他们这些渔民回到耶路撒冷之后。
And so perhaps you may think, once the remnant returns back to Jerusalem,
一定从此一帆风顺。
Everything must be smooth.
神一定大大的祝福他们。
God must greatly bless them.
然后把神的祭坛、圣殿、圣城都恢复起来。
Now they must recover the altar, the temple, and the entire city.
是不是这样呢
？Wasn't it that way?
圣经告诉我们不是。
But the Bible tells us no, it wasn't that
way. 他们过没有多久就遇见了仇敌的拦阻。
Not long after they encountered the enemy's hand.
那另一个王就下令就不准他们继续的来建造耶路撒冷圣殿和圣城。
And so another king made the decree that they were not to continue rebuilding the temple and the city.
姐妹，如果你是他们。
Brothers and sisters, if you were those people,
你会怎么样?
What would you do?
那我告诉你们他们怎么样?
Let me tell you what they did.
他们就想,既然不能建耶和华的殿,
They thought, well, since we can't construct God's temple,
我们牺牲这么大,我们回到按着神的心意回到耶路撒冷,
We have sacrificed so much, we have now returned back to Jerusalem.
我们好像都为着神了。
And it is as if we are all for God now.
那神好像也没有保守我们。
But God has not protected us.
神好像也没有祝福我们。
God has not blessed us.
神好像也没有让我们能够来把他所要恢复的殿重新恢复起来。
God has not allowed us to recover his temple.
我们看看周围的环境。
And we take a look at our circumstances around us. We think about ourselves.
我们就想算了吧。
And we think, Oh well.
或许我们误会神的意思。
And perhaps we have just misunderstood His will.
或许建造耶和华的殿时候还没有到。
Perhaps it's not yet time for us to build His temple.
那我们已经回来了怎么办呢？
So since we're here, what do we do?
也不能建耶和华的殿。
If we can't build His temple,
那我们就盖我们自己的房子好了。
Let's build our own homes.
他们就在耶路撒冷开始盖起自己的房子。
So in Jerusalem, they began to build their own panel homes.
这个本身不是问题。
This in and of itself was not a problem.
但圣经告诉我们, 他们却住在
But the Bible does tell us they lived in their own paneled homes.
什么意思呢?
What does that mean?
我们现在基本上每个人住的房屋都有天花板。
Now all of us, we all have ceilings and panels in our homes.
但在当时住天花板的房屋, 乃是说到他们过的一个享乐的生活。
But the paneled homes back in those days, what it means is that they lived a comfortable life.
既然不能够再继续的成就神的旨意。
Since they could not continue in completing God's will.
那我们就 享受自己的生活算了。
Let's enjoy our own lives.
这神借着先知哈该在那里来劝诫提醒他们。
So there through the prophet Haggai, he was reminding them.
神的殿还荒凉。
God's house is still desolate.
你们却在那里享受自己安逸的生活吗？
There are you still enjoying your own comfortable life?
因为当我想到这些渔民的光景。
So when I think about the condition of the remnants,
我就想到我们。
I think about us.
我们知道在我们聚会当中, 我们不是为着别的, 我们很简单, 也就是为着神的心意。
Among us, we do know that we are also here for nothing else rather than, other than God's will.
我们在这里常常在那里学习, 背十字架来跟随主。
And we are also learning to bear our cross to follow Him.
我们在那里学, 我们在这里学习, 不要爱世界, 要爱我们的神。
And we are learning not to love the world, but to love our God.
我们或多或少, 我们的确也做了一些牺牲。
More or less, we have sacrificed some.
我们在这里为着神, 为着神的心意, 我们盼望能够有一些属灵的追求。
And for God and for His will, we are pursuing.
或许八年, 或许十年。
Perhaps 8 years or 10 years have gone by.
我们真的在那里咬着牙, 啊, 背十字架跟随主。
We're gritting our teeth, bearing the cross, and we're following the Lord.
过了十年, 过了12年,
10, 12 years have passed.
我们看见主好像也没有帮助我。
And it seems as if the Lord hasn't helped us.
主好像也没有保守我们。
The Lord hasn't protected us.
也没有解决我们的难处。
He has not solved all our problems.
那就算了吧。
So forget it.
我们就不要再追求了。
We no longer want to pursue.
你看那些追求的弟兄姐妹。
You see those brothers and sisters who are pursuing. Their hair is white now.
腰也弯了。
And they're all stooped over.
他们整天忙进忙出。
And they're so busy day after day.
好像也没有做出什么成果来。
And it seems like there's no fruit and results.
有弟兄姐妹就这样子想。
And so brothers and sisters perhaps may think this way. And so let me just be a common Christian. I don't want to pursue anymore.
有姐妹主的话说, 他若退后,
But brothers and sisters, His word says that if He shrinks back, my soul has no pleasure in Him.
有姐妹我们看见今天我们是不是也要退后呢?
So brothers and sisters, today are we shrinking back?
如果我们看见主还没有得着他所要得着的见证,
If the Lord has not received the testimony that He wants,
我们能够退后吗?
Can we shrink back?
如果神还没有成就他的心意在我们身上,
If He has not accomplished His will in us yet,
神还没有把我们磨成他儿子的形象,
If He has not molded us into the image of His Son,
如果我们还不能彰显主耶稣基督的荣耀,
If we cannot manifest His glory,
弟兄姐妹我们能退后吗?
Then brothers and sisters, can we shrink back?
我们能够住天花板的房屋吗?
Can we live in our own paneled homes?
这是我们预备主回来的态度吗?
Is this the attitude of our preparation for His return?
愿主的话激励我们。
So may His word exhort us.
愿在我们中间,
So that there will be none among us who shrink back.
因为我们趁着还有今日,
While we still have today,
我们天天的彼此相劝,
that every day we can mutually encourage, mutually edify and encourage, that we still pursue forward.
我们还要因信在地上过我们前面还有的生活,
that we still live the life that we had to have ahead of us by faith.
那我们怎么样子来因信而活呢?
So how do we live a life by faith?
希伯来书告诉我们, 啊, 我从四个方面, 来跟弟兄姐妹交通。
So through Hebrews, I want to share in four different aspects.
希伯来书第12章, 他那边说到, 第一要放下各样的重担。
In Hebrews chapter 12, it tells us that we are to lay aside every encumbrance or weight.
第二要脱去那容易缠累我们的罪。
Secondly, we are to put aside the sin which so easily entangles us.
第三就是要奔那摆在我们前面的路程。
Thirdly, we are to run with endurance the race that is set before us.
第四就是要仰望 他为我们信心创始成终的耶稣。
And fourthly, we are to fix our eyes on Jesus, the author and perfecter of faith.
第一我们说到要放下各样的重担。
First off, when we say that we are to lay aside all burdens and encumbrances,
这些重担是会缠累我们。
These are the weights that bear, take, that pull us down.
因为我们不要忘记, 我们今天在地上的生活乃是在跑一场一条路。
Don't forget, brothers and sisters, that the life that we live, we are running a distance.
这个跑这个路啊, 不是只是不是像跑百米赛跑那样。
As we are running this race, we're not sprinting a short distance.
因为我们知道这条路已经圣徒们已经跑了两千年了。
Because we know that the saints ahead of us, they've already run this race for 2,000 years.
这个条路呢，是一条马拉松的路。
This distance is like the marathon.
所以我们看见啊，跑马拉松啊，它是有策略的。
And so we know that with the marathon, there are strategies to run it.
有些跑马拉松的人一开始他跑很快的。
Some people as they begin, they run very fast.
跑在第一名。
They run to the first place spot.
非常的风光。
And it's very glorious.
但跑到一半。
But halfway through,
还是没有力气了。
They have no more strength.
慢慢就落后了。
And then gradually they fall back.
所以我们跑马拉松啊，我们是必须要注意要怎么跑。
And so as you run the marathon, you need to pay attention to how you run.
我们必须要这里告诉我们说，要把那个重担啊，缠累我们的重担要放下来。
And so here it tells us we need to lay aside every encumbrance.
那什么会是我们在跑这条道路当中缠累我们的重担呢？
So what are some of these encumbrances in our running?
当然，我们很熟悉的，我们各式各样的罪都可能成为这个重担。
Of course, we're all familiar that there are various sins that can become these encumbrances.
但更重要的乃是有一些的重担，它并不是错。
But then, more importantly, there are some encumbrances or weights that are not necessarily wrong. They are valid.
可能是合法的。
And they are right.
也可能是应该的。
And they are necessary.
就像我们当生活当中的责任。
For example, the responsibilities we have every day. All the things that we have.
像我们的工作。
Like our job.
我们的财务。
Our finances.
我们注重身体健康。
Our health.
我们的娱乐嗜好等等。
Our entertainment, our hobbies, etc.
甚至我们的退休。
Even our retirement.
这东西本身并不是什么不好。
In and of themselves, they are not bad.
也不是什么不对。
And they're not wrong.
不是因为主要来了，那我们就不要工作了。
It's not because, just because the Lord is returning, we no longer work.
那我们整天坐在沙发上等着主回来。
Every day we sit on the couch and we wait for him to return. No.
那我们在地上生活。
As we live on earth.
我们有我们当尽的义。
We have our responsibilities.
有责任，有义务。
We have responsibilities and things to do.
比方说我们做父亲的。
For example, as fathers.
必须要去工作。
We need to go to work.
或许汗流满面。
Perhaps we sweat and toil.
叫我们得以糊口。
So that we could feed.
不仅糊我们的口，我们还要糊我们妻子还有孩子。
Not only do we feed ourselves, but our wife and our children.
当你孩子多的话，那糊的口就多一点。
And of course, if you have many more children, you have many more mouths to feed.
我不能把这个责任，我说哦，那我放下来了。
I can't just say because I have this responsibility, now I'm going to lay it down.
这是我们当尽的责任。
This is the responsibility we ought to bear.
不能只讲。不能只讲爸爸，我们要讲妈妈。
But then not just for the fathers, for the mothers too.
或许妈妈呢，在家里头。
For the mothers at home.
她每天呢，也要预备饭食。
Every day they need to cook.
啊，虽然那个或许父亲这个工作把那个钱赚回来。
After the father, he has gone to his job and he's earned money.
那母亲有母亲的责任。
The mother has her responsibilities too. She needs to care for the children.
预备吃的给他们吃。
She needs to prepare food for the children.
这也是我们的责任。
This is also a responsibility.
都是我们当尽的义务。
All the things that we need to do in our daily lives.
所以我们在生活当中，我们都有我们不同的责任，不同的义务。
Even though we have all our different responsibilities.
但是这些事情，我们不能够让他们成为我们的重担。
But all of these things, we cannot allow it to be those encumbrances and burdens.
不能成为缠累我们的重担。
It cannot be the encumbrance which so easily entangles.
我们刚刚说工作是应该的。
We said that we need to work.
那工作为什么会成为我们的重担呢？
How is it that our job could become that burden?
当我们对于我们的工作有企图心的时候。
That is when we have an ambitious heart towards our work.
当你在你的工作当中，你盼望为着你自己得着一些主所超过主所量给你的。
In your job, do you have a desire to do more than what the Lord has already portioned off to you?
就是我们自己的一个企图心或是野心。
It is your own ambitious heart.
那非常可能的，这个工作就成为我们的一个重担。
Then perhaps that job will become a burden.
缠累我们。
Which entangles you.
叫我们不能够跑这条道路。
So that you cannot run this race.
我就分享一个小小的见证。
I want to share a small testimony.
我们知道孩子的学习也是应该的。
We know that for the children to learn, it's important.
今天我不是说因为主快要回来了。
I'm not saying that just because the Lord is about to return.
那孩子都不要学习了。
That the children no longer need to have schooling. That they no longer need to learn.
我们就整天等着主回来。
That every day we're just waiting for His return.
不是的。
No.
我们在生活当中，我们有当尽的责任。
In our daily lives, we have our responsibilities.
所以做学生的还是要去上学。
So as students, you need to go to school.
要好好的学习。
You need to learn well.
那当然，我们的孩子学习呢，有可能成为我们的重担。
But yes, for the children, as in their schooling, it can be a burden too.
因为我姐妹她是学音乐的。
Now my wife, she learns music.
所以她在孩子的这个教育学习上啊，她也特别看重这个音乐的学习。
So in the training of our children, she really pays attention to their musical training.
所以呢，虽然我们家五个孩子。
And so yes, even though we have five children at home.
每个孩子啊都要学音乐。
Every child has to learn music.
要每天啊要练习这个乐器。
And they must practice their instruments every day.
哇，可想而知。
Hard to imagine.
这是不是重担
Isn't this a burden?
这还不是重担
It's not a burden.
虽然这个是一个责任
It's a responsibility.
这也可以说是我姐妹觉得说是一个义务
And you could say it's also a training.
但是呢不知不觉当中
But without realizing,
这个孩子学乐器啊就成为姐妹的重担
The children's learning of instruments becomes my wife's burden.
为什么呢
Why?
人家心里面就想
Because in her heart, she thinks,
既然孩子学乐器了,
since they have learned instruments,
就好好地让他学,
I want them to learn it well,
最好能够参加比赛,
so that they can go into competitions,
比出一点那个得名,
and they can gain some awards,
得点奖,
and get some awards.
为什么呢?
Why?
等以后申请大学的时候,
so later when they apply for colleges,
可以写在履历表上面,
they can write it on their transcript,
resume,
or the resumes.
所以履历表看起来就比较洋洋洒洒
So their transcripts and resumes look very good.
可以申请比较好的大学
So now that they can apply for a better school.
这时候呢这孩子的学音乐啊就成为姐妹的一个重担
And so now for the children in their learning of music becomes a burden for my wife.
因为她里头啊有那个企图心
Because now she's ambitious.
感谢主过了一段日子
But thank the Lord after some time.
主就提醒姐妹
The Lord reminded my wife.
不要效法这个世界，只要心意更新而变化。
To no longer be molded or transformed into the pattern of this world, but be changed.
姐妹，很多时候不知不觉，我们都受了世界的影响。
Gradually, oftentimes we are influenced by this world.
世人怎么想，我们也怎么想。
Whatever the world thinks, we begin to think.
世人追求什么，我们也追求什么。
What the world seeks, we begin to seek.
世人怎么做，我们也怎么做。
What the world does, we also do.
许多我们应当尽的责任。我们许多当尽的义务就成为我们的重担。
The things that we ought to learn and the responsibilities that we ought to have, it becomes our burdens.
但主的话说，不要效法这个世界。
But the Bible tells us that we are not to pattern or mold ourselves into this world.
要心意更新而变化。
But our mind and our thoughts need to be changed.
感谢主，姐妹得着释放。
And so we thank the Lord, my wife, she was set free.
所以后面我们比较小的孩子呢，虽然还学乐器。
So our youngest child, even though yes, she learns an instrument.
每天还要练习。
And yes, every day she practices.
妈妈还是很严格的。
And mother is still very strict.
但是呢。没有重担了。
But there's no longer a burden.
所以我们家最小的，她叫 Faith.
Our youngest, her name is Faith.
她叫信心。
Her name is Faith.
她虽然还要练琴。
Even though she needs to practice the piano.
弹我们的圣徒诗歌就可以了。
But she just plays the praise and worship songs.
重担没有了。
No more burden.
我们可以跑前面的路。
And now she could run the race.
好，第二个。讲到我们要脱去那容易缠累我们的罪。
Secondly, we are to lay aside the sin which so easily entangles.
哎呀，一想到这个罪，我们就想到说，哇，好多好多。
When we think of sin, we think, oh, there's so many of them.
那这里圣经的原文让我们看见，他用了一个单数的罪这个字。
However, in the scripture, we see that sin is singular.
我想当然，许多的罪都会缠累我们。
Yes, we know that many sins can entangle us.
但是在这里特别有一个罪是我们要特别注意的。
But here there is one sin we must pay particular attention to.
就是我们不信的恶心。
That is our evil disbelieving heart.
或许我们会说，我们都是信的耶稣了。
We can say, yes, we've all believed in our Lord Jesus.
那我们怎么还会有不信的恶心呢
？How can we have an evil disbelieving heart？
姐妹，你觉得有没有
？Brothers and sisters, do you feel like you have it？
我们弟兄姐妹、弟兄们常在这里跟我们分享啊，主所说的一句话。
Here our brothers often share with us a phrase the Lord often says.
主说你们要先求神的国和神的义，这一切东西都要加给你。
Our Lord Jesus tells us that we are to seek first His kingdom and His righteousness, and all these things will be given unto you.
兄姐妹，我们信吗
？Do you believe it？
或许我们头脑里头是信的。
Perhaps in your mind you believe it.
那如果我们看看我们自己的生活
，But if you look at your own life，
我们看我们自己常常没有喜乐。
Oftentimes we lack joy.
我们想想我们在主面前的祷告。
We think about our prayer before the Lord.
我们信主所说的话吗？
Do we believe what he has said?
所以看见，甚至于我们自己所不知道的情形之下，在我们里头有一个不信的恶心。
Sometimes we do not know ourselves, and when we realize that, often we do have that evil, unbelieving heart.
我们这段日子也常常听见主界的弟兄们多次的告诉我们，主怀的日子实在是近了。
These days, often we're hearing our brother share upon the topic of the return of our Lord being so near.
姐妹，如果你最近在今年里头，你听过这句话，听过三遍的，请举一下手。
This year, if you have heard this phrase at least three times, please raise your hand.
就是说，主回来的日子实在是近。
That the return of our Lord is very near.
好，我们听的可能都不止三遍。
So many of us have heard it not only three times.
我们信这件事吗？
Do we believe it?
如果我们的信我们信真信主回来是那样的近，我们生活有没有改变？
If we truly believe that His return is very near, do our is there any change in our life?
如果我们的生活还是跟过去一样的话，
or if our lives are still the same as before,
那很可能就在我们里头有一个不信的恶心。
It is very possible that within you you have that evil, unbelieving heart.
这句话都已经讲了两千年了。
This phrase has been spoken more than 2,000 years.
主说他必快来。
The Lord says He will return quickly.
两千年过去了。
2,000 years have passed.
也没有看见影子。
And we have not even seen His shadow yet.
我们真信主说他必快来吗？
Do you truly believe that He says He will return quickly?
所以我们看见在希伯来书让我们看见那一些信心的见证人。
In Hebrews, we see that there is this great cloud of witnesses.
为什么他们被神记在圣经里头？
Why are they recorded in the Bible?
他们从第一世纪，他们听见主的话。
From the first century, when they heard our Lord's word.
他们听见主说他必快来。
When they heard Him say, I return quickly.
他们因着信。
Through faith.
他们就有这个确实的盼望。
They had this assurance and this hope.
他们在地上还是在奔跑那摆在他们前面的路。
And on this world, in this world that they were running with endurance race before them.
因着他们真的信。
Because they truly believed.
所以他们在地上的生活就显出一个见证。
So in their life, we see that they had a testimony.
你看见他们在地上的生活。
We take a look at their lives.
你有一个感觉。
You will have this feeling.
主真的快回来了。
He's truly returning soon.
而这些人
And in this people,
虽然他们离开这个世上的时候，他们没有见到主回来。
Even though when they departed from this world, they still had not seen His return.
但是他们因着信。
But through faith,
他们到主那里去。
They had returned to the Lord.
他们在地上的一生
，their entire lives
就成了等候主回来的一个见证。
Was a testimony to waiting for the Lord's return.
弟兄姐妹，这是我们在信心里面。等候主的回来。
Brothers and sisters, this is waiting for His return in faith.
不是凭我们的眼见。
Not according to what we see with our eyes.
乃是借着我们的信。
But through our faith.
好叫我们在地上能够奔那前面的路程。
So that we could run with endurance the race that is before us.
第三点就讲到我们要奔那摆在我们前面的路程。
Thirdly, we are to run the way before us.
弟兄姐妹，我们看见我们前面还有一段路。
Brothers and sisters, there's still a distance in front of us.
当然，就着我们地上的年龄来说
，But according to our years on earth，
有些人短一点，有些人长一点。
For some, there may be a larger distance; some shorter.
比方说，刚刚早上知道我们吴老弟兄他已经98岁了。
For example, our brother Wu, he is 98 years old.
那感谢主，他仍然因着主的恩典，因着信，他还在中间，在我们中间来敬拜赞美主。
But thank the Lord, through faith, he is still among us, still worshiping and praising the Lord.
我们中间或许有些年轻人。
And among us, perhaps there are some young ones.
他们前面的路可能还很长。
They still have a greater distance in front of them.
可能还有50年、60年、70年。
Perhaps 50, 60, 70 years.
就是我们地上的年龄，我们前面的路或许有长短不同。
According to our years, we have a difference in whether it's long or short.
但是有一个情形。
However, there's one condition.
有一个例外。
There's one exception.
我们在地上的路程是一样的。
All of our paths are the same.
这是主回来。
That is His return.
所以我们到主回来这段日子的路程，每个人都是一样的。
So this distance that is before us, before His return, it is the same.
弟兄姐妹，我们要看见这条马拉松的路，我们已经跑到了最尽头了。
This marathon that we're running, we are almost at the very end.
弟兄告诉我们，圣经当中预言神主回来的所有预言都已经应验了。
Many brothers tell us that all of the prophecies in the Bible regarding His return have already been fulfilled.
我们也看见那无花果树已经长得发了嫩芽。
We see that the fig tree has already started to blossom.
我们看见地上的以色列已经复国了。
We see that the nation of Israel has already been established as a nation.
我们真是看见人子已经站在门口。
We see that the Son of Man is already standing at the door.
我们也听见了主在门外在叩门。
And we hear the Lord knocking at the door.
姐妹，我们实在是已经到了这条马拉松。这条道路的最末了的一段。
Brothers and sisters, we are at the very end of this marathon.
我们看见那个目的，那个目标就在我们眼前。
We see the goal right in front of us.
姐妹，我们要起来竭力 奔那前面的路。
Brothers and sisters, we need to stand up and run with endurance that last part of the road.
向着标杆来快跑。
And run quickly towards the goal.
虽然这一点有许多方面可以说。
Yes, regarding this point, we have so many things we can talk about.
就是我们在地上，我们要怎么样子来过最后的这段生活。
Such as how we are to live this last part of this race.
在希伯来书第十章那里告诉我们，你们不可停止聚会。
However, in Hebrews 10, it reminds us that we are not to forsake our own assembling together.
像那停止惯了的人。
As the habit of some.
所以我就盼望借着这一点，与弟兄姐妹来交通，我们如何奔那摆在前面的路程。
So through this point, I want to share on how we are to run the race set before us.
就是不可停止聚会。
That is, do not forsake the assembling.
因为我们知道那日子已经临近了。
Because the day is coming soon.
我们更应该要彼此的相劝。
We need to encourage one another.
彼此的激励。
Edify, encourage, exhort one another.
好像看见那个日子了。
Because we see the day approaching.
所以主的话说，你们不可停止聚会。
And so the Bible tells us, do not forsake your meeting, assembling together.
那或许啊，有弟兄姐妹会这样子问，的确有人这样问我。那我们要参加多少聚会才好呢
？So perhaps some have asked, and indeed some people have come to me and say, how many meetings do we need to attend?
对，既然主说不可停止聚会。
Since the Lord says, do not forsake the assembling.
好，那我们知道我们要参加聚会。
So okay, we'll come to the meeting.
那我们要参加多少聚会呢
？But how many meetings?
这个问题我就留给弟兄姐妹。
I'll leave this question with you.
你们去问主。
Ask the Lord.
哪些聚会是主要你们参加的
？Which meetings does the Lord want you to attend?
那我个人的看法。
In my own personal perspective.
我想有三个聚会呢，是我们应该要参加的。
There are at least three meetings we ought to attend.
今天早晨主日的聚会。
Today, this morning, Sunday meeting.
因为主要我们常常的如此行来纪念他。
Because the Lord wants us to gather often to remember Him.
那还有一个呢？周五的聚会
，and also Friday night meeting，
也就是读主的话语
，which is Bible study。
第三个呢，可能你比较没有想到的
，thirdly perhaps is one that you may not think of，
就是我们周三的教会祷告会
，which is Wednesday night's prayer meeting。
因为我们主耶稣说，我的殿是万民祷告的殿
，because the Lord Jesus says that my house is a house of prayer for all nations。
用今天的话就是说，我的教会是万民祷告的教会。
In today's word, that my church is the church for prayer for all nations.
或许我们刚信主不久。
Perhaps you have not believed long.
或许我们还不会读圣经。
Perhaps you don't know how to read the Bible.
或许我们还不知道在神的家里面我们能够尽什么功用。
Or in God's house, you don't know how to function.
但有一个服事。
But there's one service.
是每一个重生得救神的儿女都能够参与的。
That every born again child of God can enter into.
就是祷告。
That is to pray.
特别是教会的祷告聚会
，particularly the church's prayer meeting，
因为主把这个权柄赐给了我们。
The Lord has given you this right。
主把这个应许也给了我们。
And He has given you this promise。
说你们在地上所捆绑的，在天上也要捆绑。
That which you bind on earth will be bound in heaven。
你们在地上所释放的，在天上也要释放。
What is loosened on earth will be loosened in heaven。
借着祷告，教会能够与天上的主同工。
That through prayer we can co-work with our Lord in heaven。
叫主的旨意能够成就在地上，如同成就在天上一样。
So that His will may be done on earth。Just as it is in heaven.
同学们，你不知道能够为主做什么。
Brothers and sisters, you may not know what to do for the Lord.
你或许还不知道你自己的功用是什么。
Perhaps you don't even know where is your function.
这是你可以参与的服事。
But this is the service that you can enter into.
参加祷告聚会。
Enter and participate in prayer meeting.
若是有特别的原因，你不能礼拜三来参加教会祷告聚会。
If there is a particular reason that you cannot come.
在周间。在各区也有分区的祷告聚会。
Within the week, there are many meetings, in different regions that you can attend.
姐妹，这是神的慈爱和恩典。
This is His grace and His mercy.
神怜悯我们。
He has such mercy on us.
或许礼拜三很想来，但是真的来不了。
He knows that perhaps you really want to come Wednesday night, but you are unable.
但是神还为我们预备另外一个机会。
So the Lord has prepared another opportunity.
让我们能够在分区的里头参加弟兄姐妹一起同心合意的祷告。
So in our different districts, we can still gather with saints and pray.
当然要奔那摆在前面的路程，还有许多方面是我们所需要注意的。
And of course, in running this race with endurance, there are so many different aspects we can share on.
其中当然包括我们平日与主的亲近。
And of course, it also speaks of our daily devotions with Him.
我们灵修生活，我们读经祷告。
Our morning devotions, our prayer, and our Bible reading.
都是非常重要，在我们奔那前面的路程。
Are all very important as we run with endurance.
最后第四点说，我们要仰望那为我们信心创始成终的耶稣。
The fourth point is that we are to fix our eyes on Jesus.
有弟兄这样子把它翻译说，就是望断。以至于耶稣。
And so, brother, he had explained this saying that we are to turn away from anything else. Have your eyes fixed only on Jesus.
好，我就翻译姐妹所讲的，就是我们要把从其他人事物的这个倚靠和注意的里头，把我们的眼光转向，单单的注视在主耶稣身上。
Have your eyes fixed only on Jesus, turning away from everything else.
因为我们的主，他是我们信心的开始者。
Because our Lord Jesus, He is the author of our faith.
他也是我们信心的成终者，完成者。
And also the perfecter or completer of our faith.
虽然有时候我听到弟兄姐妹会这么想。
And so oftentimes I hear brothers and sisters thinking,
他这样说，说哎呀，这个我们的神很忙的。
Since our God is so busy.
这么多人都是他的儿女。
There's so many people who are his children.
哎呀，这么多事情。
There has so many things.
神怎么忙得过来
？So many matters. He's so busy.
我就体谅一下天父的心意。
So I need to be considerate of our Father.
我就大事呢，我再来麻烦神就好了。
For the big matters, I'll go and trouble our Lord.
生活中的小事，我就自己来就可以。
The smaller things of my life, I'll just do it myself.
兄姐妹，我们的神是这样子的神吗
？Is this our God?
兄弟们，我们的神是何等的大
！Our God is so great.
他何等盼望我们能够常常来麻烦他。
He desires for us to trouble him.
我们的天父不像我们地上的父亲。
Our heavenly father is not like our earthly father.
地上的父亲有时候，但我们也很爱儿女啊，也希望他们来找我们。
Of course, our earthly fathers they love us and they want the children to come and find them.
太多事情都来找我们的时候，我们也会嫌烦。
But then, when the children have too many things, they come to the fathers. We are annoyed.
我们说去找妈妈。
Go find your mother.
但是我们的天父不是这样。
But our heavenly Father is not like that.
因为我们的神是那样的大。
Because our God is so great.
他没有不能成就的事。
There's nothing that He cannot do.
他没有不能做的事。
There's nothing that He cannot do.
他巴不得他的儿女们能够常常来烦他。
He wants His children to come and bug Him.
所以弟兄姐妹，我们心意要更新而变化。
So our minds, our thoughts need to be changed.
我们不要想说不麻烦神，好像是体贴神。
Don't think that you're being considerate of God by not troubling Him.
弟兄姐妹，我们要知道神的心意。何等盼望我们常常来找他。
His desire is that we would come often to find him.
所以我们不要等到大事了，我们 handle 不了，我们处理不了才来找神。
Don't wait until you have a big matter that you can't handle, then you go find him.
义人必因信而活。
The just shall live by faith.
就再小的事情。
No matter how small it is.
我们都应该 in the sin 来到神的面前。
By faith, come before God.
所以我们看见这是主的话，要我们仰望那为我们信心创始成终的耶稣。
So the Bible tells us that we are to fix our eyes on Jesus, the author and perfecter of faith.
只有他是我们信心的标的。
Because he is the goal of our faith.
其他的根基都是流沙。
Everything else is sinking sand.
只有我们的主，他是那亘古的磐石。
He is that firm rock.
他永不动摇。
He never moves.
他是信实。
He is faithful.
他爱我们。
He loves us.
他爱我们到底。
He loves us to the uttermost.
他是为我们信心创始成终的那一位。
He is the author and perfecter of faith.
弟兄姐妹，我们相信主真的快回来吗
？Brothers and sisters, do we believe that He is about to return?
我实在是盼望我们在今天，我们好好思想这件事情。
I hope that today we can think of this matter.
我们是不是真心的相信主真的很快就回来
？Do we sincerely believe that He is about to return?
还是因着我们自己有一些的私欲？
Or because of our own thoughts.
我们说主啊，你还是先不要回来。
We think, or our own ideas, Lord, don't return yet.
哎，我好不容易才刚从名校毕业。
Because I just graduated from college.
前面还有长一段路。
I still have a great distance ahead of me.
我还没有享受到这世界里头的这个荣华富贵。
I still haven't really enjoyed of this world yet.
那主回来就没机会了。
And if the Lord returns, I have no more opportunity.
主，你再等一等吧。
Lord, just wait a little.
还是我们觉得我们小孩子才刚刚。才两三岁。
Or our children, they're so young, 2-3 years old.
他这个前途无量。
He has an limitless of future ahead of unlimited.
还要花十几年扎身来栽培他。
I still want to spend some time to train him.
说不定将来他得诺贝尔奖。
Perhaps one day they may gain the Nobel Prize.
说不定成为第一个美国第一个亚裔总统。
Or perhaps they'll be the first Asian president.
主啊，你还是等一等。
Lord, can you just hold on, wait?
姐妹，让我们看见，因着我们的私欲，我们里头。就存着一个不信的恶心。
Because of our own desires, we have that evil, unbelieving heart.
我们或许还有一些我们放不下的重担。
We still have some burdens that we cannot let go of.
或许虽然我们一次一次听见主快回来了。
Or because we've heard so many time after time that the Lord is returning.
看见主来之前的预言都应验了。
And you see that all His prophecies have been fulfilled.
那里头还是有那不信的心。
But you still have that unbelieving heart.
想一想，过去这么久了。
You say, it's been so long.
主还是没有来。
He still hasn't returned.
主真的快来了。
Is he really returning soon?
或许我们实在在属灵追求上面，我们真的是遭遇一些挫折。
Or perhaps we have truly encountered some error in our spiritual running.
我们在属灵的追求上，我们遇到了瓶颈。
And that we have encountered some challenges.
我们实在是好像没有办法真正能够舍己背十字架来跟随主。
That we cannot truly bear our cross to follow him.
我们或许灰心失望。
Perhaps we have despaired and lost hope.
我们也想要退后。
And we want to shrink back.
在马可福音那里有一个绝望的父亲。
In Mark chapter 9, there is a despairing father.
他的儿子被鬼附了。
His son had been demon possessed.
那儿子非常的受苦。
And that son truly suffered.
我们可想而知的做父亲的心里面是何等的痛苦。
We can only imagine the suffering of the father's heart.
他就因着这个难处来到主的面前。
And so because of this difficulty, he came before the Lord.
他说主啊你若能做什么求你怜悯我们帮助我们。
He said, Lord, if you can do anything, please help us, take pity on us.
主耶稣对他说你若信在信的人凡事都能。
And so Jesus said to him, all things are possible to him who believes.
就是说如果你在里头你相信我能做。
That is, if you believe that I can do it,
我就能够做。
Then I will do it.
这个父亲怎么回答呢？
How did this father reply?
我们看见这个父亲他里头他就那时候他立时就流着眼泪在那里向主呼求。
We see that the father immediately cried out and said,
他说我信但是我信不足求主帮助。
I do believe, help my unbelief.
他的意思是什么呢？
What is his meaning here?
我们读的时候有点不是很清楚。
Sometimes it's very difficult to understand.
他意思乃是对主耶稣说
He's saying to the Lord,
主啊我愿意信。
Lord, I'm willing to believe.
主，我愿意相信你是神的儿子。
I'm willing to believe that you are the Son of God.
我愿意相信你能。
I'm willing to believe that you are able.
我也相信你愿意。
And I believe you are willing.
但是我里头有一个不信。
But in me there is this unbelief.
叫我信不来。
So that I'm unable to believe.
但他向主祷告说。
So he said to the Lord.
主啊，帮助。
Help me.
弟兄姐妹，今天我们在主面前有些事情我们信不来。
Brothers and sisters, there are some things before the Lord it's difficult for us to believe.
就是主快回来这件事情我们可能也不那么完全能够相信。
In this matter of his returning, it's difficult for us to completely believe it.
但是症结在哪里？
But where is the secret?
我们愿不愿意？
Are we willing?
有没有你愿意主快回来吗？
Are you willing for him to return soon?
你真的渴慕那爱我们的主我们能够早日与他面对面。
Do you desire after the Lord who loves us to be face to face with him?
或许早晨我们也可以向主祷告。
Perhaps this morning you can pray to him.
主啊，我愿意。
Lord, I am willing.
我愿意相信你就快回来了。
I'm willing to believe that you are coming soon.
但是我信不足。
But I do have unbelief.
他说里面还有一点那不信的心。
There's still a bit of unbelief in my heart.
因着各样的原因叫我里头还怀疑。
For various reasons, I still doubt.
主啊，你帮助我。
Lord, help me.
除去我心中的不信。
Take away my unbelief.
叫我能够相信。
So that I can believe.
你就快回来。
And you will return.
我也盼望你早日都回来。
And I desire for you to return soon.
叫我能够见到那爱我、为我舍命的主。
So that I may meet and see the Lord who loves me.
我也能够面对面看见那位我所爱的耶稣。
So that I could be face to face with the Lord Jesus whom I love.
愿这也成为我们在主面前的祷告。
May this be also our prayer before him.
我们起在低头在主面前有点祷告。
Shall we bow and pray?
主我们感谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
主我们实在是说我们听见你的话。
Lord, we say we have heard your words.
你已经站在门口。
You are standing at the door.
你就快要回来。
And you are returning soon.
那主啊，因着各种的原因。
Lord, but for various reasons.
主我们里头还有一点那不信的恶习。
We still have an evil, unbelieving heart.
那主因着爱你的缘故。
But because of love for you.
也因着你爱的缘故。
And because of your love.
我们愿意你快回来。
We're willing for you to return soon.
我们爱慕你快显现。
We desire after your return.
虽然我们里头有不信。
Even though we have unbelief.
主求你怜悯我们。
Please have mercy on us. Help us.
你除去我们的不信。
Take away our unbelief.
主，我们能够真的相信。
So that we may truly believe.
主，你何等盼望快回来。
Lord, we desire for your return.
主，愿我们也像你一样盼望你真的快回来。
So that we could be like you who desires to return soon.
愿你得着荣耀。
May you receive glory.
听我们祷告。
Hear our prayer.
奉主耶稣基督的。
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen. Amen.